America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sal Licata back on the Fan. One thing, BT, that I just saw before we get back to the calls here, before we lock in on the Mets, about 6 minutes away. So it's going to be a unique experience for us. Like, we've watched games together. On the air, I mean, but it hasn't been of this magnitude.
No.
Like, this is not just a, oh, yeah, and by the way, the guy just doubled. This is a, we'll be locked into every pitch here. One thing, and it's just a reminder that I don't like about the postseason. You have any idea what I'm going to say here?
Let's see.
Don't what like about don't, the baseball postseason.
How the next round doesn't shift sights?
No. Although that could be a thing.
Huh, I don't know. Where are you going?
You don't get the home broadcast.
Yeah, but that's always been the case. So.
I know, but it's just a reminder that I hate that. Now, Michael Kay, Todd Frazier, Tim Kirchin on the Tigers-Astros series. Sean McDonough, Jessica Mendoza, Ben McDonald on the Royals and Orioles. Mm. And then the Padres will have Carl Ravitch, David Cone, Eduardo Perez. Oh,
that's a good one. I know you don't love Ravitch, but at least Cone's good.
I don't, so I don't want the Mets to have that. Okay, and then Boog Schiambi and Doug Glanville on the Brewers.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I love Schiambi. He's great.
Me too. He's good.
I'll take him.
Yeah.
And Glanville. But
still, put the radio on, man.
Yeah, well, no, I get it, but I'm just saying you're losing.
I know.
You go from Gary, Cohen, Keith, and Ron.
Yeah.
Like,
I get it.
That's a major drop-off that it's like, oh, yeah, crap, I forgot. Today's the last day we get to watch Gary, Keith, and Ron.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, all those years, like when the Knicks were really, really good, Marv was doing a lot of the big games, so
yes.
It didn't quite feel that way. And Breen does a lot of big games now, obviously, so
right,
it's different there.
It wasn't Marv and Johnny Hoops, but it was Marv and Fratello or whatever.
Yes, you know. For sure.
Yeah,
I mean, I've gotten used to it. It bothers me as well. It doesn't bother me enough because I guess I've grown to deal with it, but
plus no Joe Buck. Well, what happens with as we move on here? These are all ESPN. Yeah, I guess so. The first
Fox has
the wild
so.
Card is just ESPN. Okay, so it'll get better, right? With Joe Davis, I think does it for
Smoxy.
Fox. Now. Okay, so as we move on, the round's different, but this is just the wild card round.
All right.
Anyway, I'm starting to now get like a little, not nervous, but I'm now anxious. And, you know, Schwellenbach going for Atlanta, which makes me a little nervous, although I think they're due to get him, which is why I said the Mets may be better strategy with throwing a pitcher that they didn't see 5 days ago.
With McGill.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just then, and then as I watch McGill warm up, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, you're trusting Tyler McGill? But yes, because of what I've seen recently, McGill looks like the old Tyler McGill.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we first saw him come up, he looks nasty.
Don't you wish these games were here?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Unfortunately, they're not. I mean, how about the fact that these games have gotten rained out multiple times throughout the course of the year?
I know.
Remember, it was supposed to be a two-game series this past week. It ended up being three because they had to make up a game from earlier in the year, and now they have to make up both games today. But here we go, getting down to it. Mets and Braves about to get underway. Johnny is calling from Newark. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Real quick, Sal, just want to tell you, relax. Polar Bear is going to have a huge day.
Mm.
And also, for you, Sal, have you ever been told that you sound just like the Buffalo from the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials?
No, I have not heard that one.
Go, check those out, man. Every time I watch a commercial, it sounds just like it.
No, I wish it was my voice because I'd be making bank on that.
Yeah, voiceovers profitable.
Matter of fact, I got to get like somebody on that for me. I mean, come on.
I've never noticed that.
How do we? No.
With the Buffalo stuff?
I don't even know what he's talking. Like, I'm not familiar with the commercial. You see Lindor embracing Ozuna again. They just showed it.
Again?
Anyway,
went back for more, huh?
How do we not do like more voiceover stuff?
Yeah.
Right? You get good money for that.
You get great money. The voiceover is very hard to crack because, you know, obviously you're doing a show. You're not going to be doing a show when you're 70 years old.
Right.
So there's more of a finite window for this and TV and all that stuff. But the voiceover stuff, you can do forever because you can't really tell how old somebody is. So once you get in it, It's golden.
Is it like
it's profitable?
Have you ever done it before?
I've done some stuff. Yeah,
I did
a Champion commercial once. Mm. I did a Champion commercial once.
You remember it? Like you remember the slogan?
Yeah, I do. It was a long time. Very vague. Something. It was like an empty gym, and it was like something along the lines of, I'm not going to really do the voice now, but along the lines of, like, you see two wrestlers, high school wrestlers grappling, right? Yeah. And they're on, like, it's a very dark, antiquated high school mat, and, like, you know, like a little beam of sunshine coming through. And I think I said something along the lines of, you know, yeah, like, you know, wrestling is, you know, gimmicks and entrance songs and whatever else. Basically, it was saying, like, I'm introducing people to the core of wrestling, more along the lines of, yeah, it's just like that. Meaning, I'm being facetious.
And did you do you did a different voice than your normal one? Like, do I have
No, I mean, I pretty much did my voice.
Okay, yeah, right. Because I'm assuming they want, like, if they hire you, they're going to want your voice, but I just didn't know it was, like, a different...
Yeah, I mean, it is a very tricky thing to break into. Very profitable.
Now I got to watch this commercial. I have no idea what that's about. Jack is in Boca Raton. What's up, Jack?
Yeah, I have to voice my opinion. I'm a very big Mets fan. I've been to Mets Fantasy Camp twice, and we won the championship once with Mookie. But I'm a 60-year season ticket holder for the Jets who sat in that slop yesterday, okay? Ooh. And I have end zone seats right at the goal line, and I'm screaming before, put in Allen, okay? My family is tired of me screaming it because we have six seats, and Wednesday we're all getting on a plane, and we're going to London. And that was a bummer for London because we were looking forward to being 3-1. But whoever decided not to put Allen in on first and second down should be fired. No questions asked. And if it was Sala, they should have said, you know what, clean out your locker before halftime.
Because it wasn't Robert Sala. It was Hackett. But Sala's got to know.
Yeah, it's Hackett. But who was the man that's in charge? I mean,
if
your boss says something and his boss says something else, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other question that I don't have an answer to is I've been in Boca Raton for the past 5 years. I've been a season ticket holder for 60 years, and my wife wants to know why.
But sorry there.
Because you love it,
Jack.
That's why. That's a simple answer, man.
Because you get enjoyment out of it. As much pain as they cause you, you get enjoyment out of it. Before we get into the game here, BT, check this tweet out from Buster Olney about 7 minutes ago.
Okay.
MLB advised the Mets and Braves that when one of them wins game one, they should not do the usual champagne celebration. So it's possible, this is only now his word, so it's possible there will be simultaneous celebrations by the teams after the doubleheader. Mm. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza joked that the teams should go on the field for a giant hug.
Do they not want drunk players in game two?
Well,
I mean, what's
I don't know about
the motivation
like you
behind
can,
that?
You can. By the way, there is a difference between spraying champagne.
Yeah, I agree. The symbolism
and drinking
of it, for sure.
Yeah, like nobody would, in their right mind, assume that you're going to be pounding beers and drinking champagne
and playing
in between games.
Yeah,
but spraying it even that is a disaster because then guys got to shower. And,
yeah, I know.
You really can't have it in between games.
So Major League Baseball advises them. Fantastic. We take your advisement and we choose to ignore it. Just like you chose to ignore moving the games up last week in Atlanta and doing stuff preemptively when everybody in the free world knew that the bad weather was coming. So we'll do what we want. How about that, Commission?
It's a good point. They could have had one of these games already being played on Tuesday or last week.
Here we go. Your boy's digging in.
All right, dude. Now is where we go.
All right?
No, I mean, I'm not.
Here
this
we
is
go.
The, let's go beat this freaking
Come
team
on,
right
Lindor,
here.
From the left side.
Real question. Can we pop champagne in here?
Yes. Do we have any?
No.
Well, I shouldn't just say yes. I forgot. I'm not, in fact, the boss.
I'm trying to think if I have anything stashed anywhere. Do I have anything stashed?
Yeah, we made a mistake. We got to get something. I mean, well, even if I think
BT has like old beer that we can like just spray.
I don't think
over.
I do. Where is it? Where would it be?
It's in your mailbox. You should probably check it once.
Yeah, you got to empty that mailbox out.
Why do I have to do anything?
I guess you don't have
to. Is it bothering you?
No, no.
Well, why would you want to start beer?
Just because you guys are tense, don't start turning on me here. Worry about my mailbox. Worry about your stuff.
Oh, man. Baby.
I haven't checked. I mean, I do check it, but like there's a couple things in there that have been there for years.
Yeah. Well, and why? That would bother me.
Yeah, like that old stanky beer now that I really wanted.
Schwellenbach looks a little...
Uh-oh, he's putting him in the dirt.
Yeah.
A little worm burner right there. A little 56-footer.
Ooh,
doesn't
baby.
Have great command.
Oh, God, beat this team here.
Here's the thing with this guy. He is... When he's on, he's filthy. And when he's off, you can beat him. I don't know what version you get.
And he's had the number... He's had the Mets number last couple of times out.
Yep.
But again, you know, for him, it is a big spot, pressurized situation.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Facing the same lineup that he just saw 5 days ago.
How embarrassing is it that Pete's batting fifth?
Oh, I don't know if it's embarrassing. He's lucky he's in the lineup at all.
I mean, think about that, though. Think about all the storylines with Pete. Here we are, you know, must win, all the circumstances in front of you, and he's batting fifth, bumped
Dude,
from the fourth spot.
He can't buy one. He's been awful.
I know.
Hey, you know what? He could change the narrative. Two games left in the season. For Alonso in 2024 in the regular season, anyway, he could change the narrative.
But would he really change the narrative? See, I don't think that he would, even if he does something special today. I don't think it changes his performance. He's still 30. He's still slow.
If Pete
he's still
Alonso
a righty, he's still a first baseman.
One out, Lindor grounds out. If Pete Alonso...
Soft contact, by the way.
It looked like he hit it hard. If Pete, not like yesterday, I wanted him to get on, steal a base, and let's go get that momentum up, have the team feeling good. If Pete Alonso goes nuts today, did you see the thing the Mets are doing, by the way, with the face paint?
I did. I noticed that. I noticed that yesterday. I first noticed with Severino with the eye black there.
They all had.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I like it. It's like when the Knicks used to shave their heads and wear the black sneakers.
Yes.
Except Patrick never shaved the dome.
I know.
And that always bothered me.
Yeah, you know, it never bothered me.
Why?
Because I always looked like it. I always held him in higher regard,
which
I shouldn't have. You're right. He should have gotten down in the weeds with those guys, too.
Of course, dude.
All the others. Starks never shaved his head either, by the way. Wore the black sneakers. He never shaved his head.
I don't think Pat was alone. Mace obviously did.
Oakley did it. 100%. Yeah. I remember Oakley doing
Derek
it.
Derek Harper did it.
Yep.
Charles Smith did it.
Harper had it. That was
Greg Anthony
style.
Did it. Most of the guys did it.
Well, some of them may have been their normal style. But yeah, I do remember. I thought Ewing and Starks never shaved their head, if I'm not mistaken. Not a good start for the Mets here. Hmm. Iglesias carrying that 20 game hitting streak.
He's been amazing.
He has been amazing. All right, now I'm starting to get a little nervous.
Well,
I mean,
it's the first inning.
I know, but I wanted to get off to a good start because now...
That little two-out rally.
Yes, okay, fine. Well, anyway, what I was going to say about Alonso, because I was just thinking of, you know, two-out rally, just go deep. Vientos is a guy I have full confidence in, by the way. He's in there, and I trust Mark Vientos. I think Hoff picked him to be the guy. He's a guy who I have full confidence in. But think about it, BT, with Alonso. Even in a lost season, Pete Alonso, if he goes nuts today... Maybe all won't be forgotten, but it will be forgotten for the moment. And there will be a newfound belief and joy surrounding Alonso going into the postseason. Now, he's got to have a postseason, a successful postseason to really make it stick. But
yeah, I'm not saying Mets fans, of course they want it, but I don't think it would really change anything. That's why I said before, he's still 30. He's still the righty. He's still the first baseman. And he's still slow. He's not incredibly athletic here. So... I don't know. That's a nasty pitch right there. It's a little. I can't do play by play, but it was a really. It looked like a slider, pretty nasty, filthy. Mets down 1-2-3. So listen, you got to put up a zero here. Like to me, this is imperative.
That's not a good inning.
That McGill. Now that was a very easy inning right there. You don't want that from the Braves' perspective. Now McGill's got to command his own. He's got to throw strikes, and you got to get out of here with a zero.
This guy picking up where he left off, Schwellenbach. And again, there's something about this Mets team. They just look different in Atlanta. All right, let's get a call in here. Jody is calling from Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jody?
Hey, guys. I'm watching this game as I'm doubling down on my blood pressure medicine. you know, BT, it's so true what you said about, you know, us Mets and Jets fans. We're so passionate that, you know, because when we get crumbs, we're just, you know, we're sweating with hope always. The other thing is, don't you think Woody Johnson is out there ripping that one hair he has left? I mean, the guy wants to win, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to tolerate much.
Well,
he's
tolerated it so far. So, I mean, I hear you.
Well, why didn't you fire the head coach then last year?
I don't. you know, I think it was an Aaron Rodgers whisper, I guess. But, hey, Sal, are you on TV anymore? Because I look for you. I don't see you. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be on actually today. And thank you for the call, Jordy. I was on last night, Sunday night, to do it for home. And I'll be on again today on SNY after the second game's post-game show. SNY's got a loaded day. They just did a pregame. Then they're going to have the post-game after game one. Then they'll have the post-game after game two. And then we'll have Baseball Night in New York after that. Who knows what time? So it'll be a late night for me. But, yes, I am. Mike is calling from South Boundbrook. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
So last time I said Mets are going. Then they had the little mini slump, right? The three-game slump. Then the Bats woke up yesterday, and I said, all right, here we go. So the Bats hopefully are alive now. I'm calling for a Mets sweep, and I'm looking for a big moment from Pete. At least one. At least one big moment from Pete. Yeah. And we're going to sweep him, man.
So you think Pete's going to have the big moment, or you hope?
Yes.
Because I'm hearing a lot of hope in your voice.
Well, all right. No, he is. He's so due, man. It's going to happen today.
Okay.
He's going to have the big Mets win 6-3.
All right, there you go. And thank you for the call, Mike. The bottom of the first is underway here, BT. You know, it's funny, the blind, that is now, at this point, blind faith in Alonso saying he's going to get the job done just based off of nothing factual this year. And, you know, with Alonso, all right, big drip off to a good start here. You look at that Braves lineup, dude. Even with all the injuries.
Yeah, it's just better than the Mets.
It's still scary.
It's scary. Should be. They're better than the Mets. Doesn't mean the Mets can't win. They're better than the Mets. I think that's
You think the Braves are better, period, than the Mets?
I think they've got more talent. Yeah, I do.
Even with all the injuries?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, the Mets have been better than the Braves
Who's
have.
Your best outfielder? Whomever it is, Harris is better.
Yeah.
Olsen's better than Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know.
Well, Lindor's better than anything they have.
I understand that, but I think the Braves pitching staff is better than your staff.
Losing Austin.
Even though the staff has been good for the Mets.
Losing Austin Riley is a big blow.
It's huge.
Obviously, you know Acuna, but Acuna's always hurt.
I get it.
But, I mean, even these guys, Albies is a pain in the rear end.
It's Ozuna. I mean, where's your Ozuna? Is it Lantos? Is it.
Well, it's supposed to be Pete. That's the problem.
Yeah.
See, I trust Lindor to do his thing. I do not trust Pete to do his. And if you're not looking at forget Lindor for a second. Here's the biggest Mets problem. And that's why, to me, it comes back to the same thing with the core conversation. Alonso and Nimmo are supposed to be two of the top players on this team. So when you talk about Olsen, you talk about Ozuna, those guys get the job done. You talk about Harris. The Mets, yes, Lindor gets the job done. Nimmo and Alonso, too inconsistent. Those guys got to show up today. McGill looking pretty good early on.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a secondary stuff, which is nice.
He's been nasty, and I'll admit I gave up on him. And I'm like, Tyler McGill, come on. Even as recently as this year. But the last several starts, Tyler McGill has looked like he looked once upon a time a couple years ago where he filled in for Jacob DeGrom and, you know, pitched on opening day. He had a good year before he ended up getting hurt, that 2022 season.
I was against the Nationals on opening day, was it?
I remember
he got the start on opening day. Yeah.
Ozuna's got a big belly, huh?
He does. I don't understand why. Yeah, I don't like the neon sleeves. You notice that a lot of players doing that now?
Yeah, although oddly with the Braves, I feel like the yellow, while it may not naturally look like it matches, it kind of does fit their color scheme, oddly enough.
I mean, the color scheme's changed. Even Judge wears the turquoise or that aqua, whatever it is, the Jordan stuff. That doesn't really fit with the Yankee stuff. But, all right, so there's a walk, right? We get a walk? What do we got?
And now Ozuna's up with a guy
first.
On. One out and a guy on here.
This guy always kills you.
Yeah, I hate Ozuna. Hoff saying break. Can we not just keep it here for the result of this first inning? How about just this one batter, Hoff? After this batter, we'll break.
As long as you're doing play-by-play, sure.
No, we're not doing play-by-play. Okay. I mean, do we... That's foul.
Yep.
Do we sound like we're doing play-by-play?
Yes.
No.
Was great, Sal.
No, it was after the fact. Play-by-play would be, hey, there's the pitch, and it's rolling. Yeah, foul.
Yeah. Foul.
I'm just saying what's happening. It's not play-by-play, right?
Are we doing predictions, by the way, on this game?
What?
On this game. Like, the last caller gave you a prediction, 6-3 Mets. Are you going to write down like Tony Page used to do and, you know, keep it in a little book?
Here's a play-by-play for you. All the excitement that I had and confidence going in, it's evaporated. There's a pit in my stomach right now as I watch this. So I'm not giving you a prediction, and it's not going to be a good one right now. I just feel different.
I go to the bathroom. Split. Mets are going to win one. They're going to get in.
Which one?
Second.
I don't like that. Hoff?
What?
Prediction?
What do you mean, what?
I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
No, they're going to win. They're going to win this game. I told you already.
Dove, you care to chime in here with a prediction?
I'm interested in the fact that you guys didn't mention Severino and your bet. Didn't come up even once.
Well, I did mention it in passing before.
I texted him something about that yesterday, though.
I did say it.
In the Maloik?
I can't. honestly, at this point, I'll wear whatever you costume you put me in because it's just... There's no way I could root for the bet at this point.
No way.
I can't. Now, it was different when we left on Friday.
I know. I was still surprised that you were saying that.
Yeah, and I was legit. At this point, though, I can't.
No way, man.
I can't. No. Just for those of you who have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
I think I'm going to have to have you dress up as a Brave.
The BT and Sal, yeah. Although I do have a Braves uniform. Just make it Fred McGriff. The BT and Sal over-under is going to come down to Luis Severino's ERA being over-under 4. Oh, right now, I think he's at 3.91.
Yep.
Because if you win that and it's under 4.
It's tiebreaker.
It goes to the tiebreaker, which I would lose.
Yeah,
so
that's
then
the
you
amount
would
of games
him.
Played by Soto and Judge, which I would win.
We'll both be 3-3.
Uh-huh.
Now, and obviously the catch here was Severino was supposed to pitch yesterday. He didn't. They pushed him back. And now if he does pitch today, there's no way I could root for him to have his ERA go up to over 4. If he does pitch in game 2, put it this way, if I win that bet, it's going to be a problem for the Mets.
Uh-oh.
Now, can we say that it's not play by play?
Uh-oh.
Well, nothing that bad. I mean, although Alvarez seems to be.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying he'd be fine. He's tough. Alvarez coming up a little lame there. I thought he was finished with the back thing. Did you see the back thing the other day?
Yeah, I did. Oh, that hurt.
Oh, I thought it was looking like it was going for another area though.
That I did see that with the bat the other day. That was scary. I mean, honestly, when the bat was sawed in half.
Yeah,
I could have killed somebody.
Alvarez had his, a certain part of his body exposed right there with the ball heading toward it, but luckily it hit his ankle instead. He'd sacrifice both ankles as opposed to, the other spot.
I think he gets a big hit today. That's the guy that I said is going to do something special for
him. Yeah, he's been looking a lot better too, Alvarez.
Yep.
All right, we'll see what happens here with this at bat, then we'll take a break and then come back. Ozuna's still in there.
Yep.
I mean, I trust McGill, but to a certain extent, and I do think it's imperative that they get off to a good start.
Nice pitch.
Can we watch one more at bat? Get lost, Ozuna!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Get lost! Let me do a read here. Some icons happen over time or by chance, but at Cadillac, their vehicles are made to be iconic with intent, like the invigorating all-electric Lyriq. Charge into a new era with Lyriq's GM estimated 350 horsepower and with a near 50-50 weight distribution. Lyriq offers thrilling performance while drawing attention at every turn, because icons aren't just born, they're made. Visit your tri-state Cadillac dealer. All right, we'll keep it here. One more, because you got Olsen coming up. A down year, think about it. Similar to Pete.
Yep.
He had a down year, but the difference is he's gotten it going, and his numbers were putrid, where Alonso's just kind of been in a malaise all year long.
Yeah, he's had a mystifyingly bad season. I think Matt Olson's a star.
And he's still really got 29 homers.
98 ribbies.
Almost 250.
But the OPS under 8.
Remember the Yanks barely. Tried to get him, right? Yeah. The Yanks were in on him or Freeman at the time and didn't get either.
He would have fit well in the Yank Stadium for sure. Nah, he's a good fielder. I like Olson.
Smart trade by the Braves, too, to get him, knowing that he was going to replace Freeman. You think, like, oh, they lost Freeman. You're gonna, and then they go get this guy.
Then they give him the big contract. He's from there, so.
He's been a Met killer, this guy. I mean, he kills a lot of people, but specifically the Mets.
Yeah, he's got that long, powerful swing.
I can't stand any of these Braves. The 2022, man, I'm still bitter about that. Has nothing to do with 98, 99, 2000, 2001. There you go.
All right.
There you go. Yes, big drip. And the Mets volley back. Nothing doing at the end of one. Woo! That was a big inning, BT. We needed that one. Now I feel
nice
a little
job.
Bit better.
All right, but
I will come back. We'll have more of the game, BT and Sal, and your calls on the Fan. Special day in New York sports. Mets, Braves, doubleheader on a day. I was going to say the final day of the season, but really the final day of the season was yesterday, of course. Has to get extended with the rainouts. Mets win one, and they are in right now. No score, no hits. Through 1.5, BT, is Schwellenbach looking pretty dominant for Atlanta.
You know, the one thing, yeah, he looks pretty good, but McGill looks like he's up to the task, at least early. He's, you know, I don't sound like an analyst but his secondary stuff is biting hard, which is nice. So that's a good sign. I think that, you know, listen, it's advantageous for the Braves to be at home, but the one thing that I've always thought in a sport like baseball, where there's generally a lot of lulls in the action, unlike hoops and football, I think it's almost a disadvantage if you're at home and suddenly you're not hitting. Because now I think there's a heaviness that kind of creeps into the ambiance of the stadium. And I think it could adversely affect the Braves batters. So if he can pitch well, you know, for a couple of innings, he'll get this thing middle frames, 1-0, you know, 1-1, 2-1, then Mets will be fine.
His job is to match Schwellenbach. That's it. He's got to do it. Now, does he have it in him? Who knows? But this is a spot where, I mean, if Schwellenbach's going to go out there and put up zeros, your job, Ty Lohr, is to go out there and match him until the Mets have an opportunity to, you know, score running. That's why I thought it was so important. Lindor get on, steal a base, get like a 1-0 lead would be go a long way. You saw that happen yesterday. I feel like the Mets kind of need that to settle in. Now, there is some special stuff going on here at the station. We know Evan and Tiki are going to be doing their own watch party coming up at 2 o'clock. A bunch of food here. What'd you get from the back?
It's so nice that they do.
Chicken, or what are we looking at?
I ate them so fast, I'm not even sure what I ate. I tasted like three different things. One had a steak, one had a little...
A little carne asada?
Yeah, maybe a little tilapia was in the other one. It was pretty good, like a whitish fish.
What'd you go with?
Fish, well, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know if the fish taco...
No, I love fish tacos.
Really?
Fish tacos. Yeah, I do.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Was it? I'm going to have to go back for round two. Did anybody get this sitting in front of me? We got to do the segment here and then break, and I'm going to eat this. Wait, is this a quesadilla? I don't even know what this is.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Yeah, freshly wrapped like chicken thing. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Jess Clark does a great job of ordering.
Jess Clark is the best.
That's what I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, and we got to start doing something for Football Fridays, even if it's on us. I know we talked about it last year, but we got to work it into the budget here at some point. Football Friday should be like this every day.
It should be.
It's a great day. I know it's special and unique, obviously, with the Mets, you know, playing these two games here. And it was Evan's idea to, I guess, have that watch party, so it's nice. But, you know, let's hope the results are there. All right, let's get a call in here. Joe is in Waldwick, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. I'm not a Yankee fan, but let's face it. They're going to the World Series. There is no one any good in the American League. The Baltimore doesn't have pitching. They released their closer.
Yep.
They don't. They're not going to lose to those three clowns in the Central. Let's face it. When's the last time they lost a series? 1970? And I know the boogeyman is there, is Houston, but they're not as good as they were last year. No one's going to, unfortunately, because I'm not a Yankee fan, no one's going to beat the Yankees. They have and let's face it, the law of averages. They got to make the World Series eventually.
Well, I mean, Joe, that's an interesting...
Yeah, I mean. I'm with you. I same thing. Now, again, we need to see them do it in the postseason, but on paper, looking at that bracket, I thought the Tigers would have had a chance to be dangerous. Certainly the Astros are going to be a hope if you're anti-Yankees, rooting for the Astros to maybe knock the Yanks off again, but at some point you'd think that they'd finally break through. I don't think... I think the only possibility is Cleveland, Detroit, or Houston, and... Luckily for the Yanks, they're only going to have to face one of those teams.
I think the Yankees could lose to anybody. I don't know where this confidence is coming from. They can lose anybody that's eligible.
Kansas City or Baltimore?
I'm not saying they will. I think they could.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't love to see it. I just don't know if that's possible. I think the Yankees are beat. I think the Yankees would wipe the floor with the Royals, and I think the Yankees are beating
Why didn't they
Baltimore.
Wipe the floor with them last time they played them?
Yeah.
I mean, every game was like, you know, one run here, one run there.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. I just the feel that I have.
Yeah.
Then we'll see. I mean, right now is the day where we judge where the Mets are at on how they're going to do in a place that's been a house of horrors. Well, for the Yankees, the postseason has kind of been their own house of horror, especially Houston. But in general, in the postseason, we'll see where this Yankee team is at. All year long, we've been watching them, waiting to see how they perform in the postseason. It just feels a little different this year, even though the regular season was disappointing.
Well, but it feels different because of two players,
yeah,
right?
Soto.
Yeah. And Judge. And if Soto and Judge don't deliver, then it's really a team that's got a lot of holes.
Soto's going to deliver. You just
know.
But
I think both will. I think eventually both will. But by the way, the season the Judge had.
Yeah.
I mean, we really have taken this for granted, don't you think? No, it was a little base hit. What do we got here, Sal?
Yeah, two infield singles for Atlanta here. Vientos couldn't come up with that one. And the Mets are in some early trouble, a little trouble here.
You know, look at that. Should he have had it? Let me see here.
The one before, did you see that? It was a guy beat out an infield hit.
Let's see
who it is on second.
All right, okay, let's see.
Yeah, it's a nice play.
Yeah, no, you can't really fault him there. Again, we don't want to describe it too much. There's certain things we can't do.
Yeah.
I just lost the handle trying to make
but
this throw there.
Bottom line, two infield singles.
Two cheapies.
And now one out, two on. Who's coming up here?
And now already the pitch count from McGill is basically up to almost 30 here.
All right. Gio Urshela.
Oh, the old Yankee, Mr. Urshela.
Now
I like Gio.
The Mets this year have been going so well that what happens in this spot normally, double play ball.
Mm.
Ground one to Lindor or Iglesias and let those two do their thing. I mean, they take ground to the Vientos too, but I'd rather it be up the middle. Either way, double play here gets the Metsies out of this one. We'll see if Tyler McGill can do exactly that.
Already a pressure spot.
Mark, this is a big spot. Mark is in Bayshore. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Great show.
Thank you.
But I had an interesting take for you guys. Now, I'm thinking the key to the game is obviously scoring early. But as an opposing manager, let's say either team is up 5-0. Do you go through your pen to try to keep it close and come back? Or do you say, I forfeit? Not really forfeit, but like say, do I give up here and save my pen, knowing that the other team's going to be fielding less than my competitive team, obviously, but, you know, saving their guys for the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think it's a very delicate dance, too. I don't know that I have a real answer for you, except that you just have to react to, you know, what you've watched for a couple of hours as you make that decision in real time.
Meaning, say it again, sacrifice game one if you're down.
Yeah, like if you kind of lose to the game, you know, 5-0 or 6-1, you almost pack it in.
Yeah.
And not exhust all the weapons to make sure you're in a better spot for game two. My thought would be, that you want to make sure that you stacked for game two, but you don't want to concede game one.
Right.
Tough.
But if you need to bring in an arm from the bullpen, you're not bringing in Edwin Diaz. You're bringing in Adam Ottavino instead.
Yeah, correct. Well, and then that's his point. At that point, you are kind of sacrificing the game.
I mean,
which I agree with.
You're not going to try and lose, but if you're down to that level.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. Mm-mm. Get foul. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you look, that's why it's so, that's, again, why part of my confidence, and I think Met fans' confidence has to be, you know, knowing that you just need one of these two games, and also that even if you do lose game one, like if you need game two, it means that the Braves have nothing to play for in game two, or vice versa. That's why both these teams are in a good spot. I think the team that has to sweat it the most today is the Diamondbacks.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, like, and it's not that I'm not one of these, well, it's a doubleheader and they're hard to sweep. I don't believe that. I just think that because of the circumstances where the other team, the team that wins game one, is going to want to get everything set.
Can I ask you
for
a question,
the postseason,
though?
Yes.
Because here's the thing is, right?
Two
like,
out now.
We're sitting here talking about like whoever wins the first game, they're in, they got nothing to play for. Do you think who's ever pitching on the mound, now he may not be as talented, but you think who's ever pitched on the mounds and be like, yeah, I'm just going to give up a bunch of runs.
No, there's no chance.
I don't care.
No.
Exactly. So if I'm the Mets, I want to win this game, and I don't want to sit there and try to think about what game two's going to look like.
Yes, but and like anything could happen, but it's also not going to be their best guy. You're going to have all guys trying to get you out, not the best guy. Do you have a read here, BT?
I do, but Hoff, I think you were on the phones when I was saying this. I think that it's almost more dangerous. Like, the thought is, well, if the Braves win, then in game two, you know, but I think sometimes when you play loose and there's no pressure, it's advantage to you.
Yeah.
And then the Mets are incredibly tight. And no matter who the Braves, if the Braves win game one, no matter who they run out in game two, they're not going out there saying, well, it doesn't matter. They want to play well.
Dude, all weekend long, all I heard
just
was.
Just win game one then. Right. I mean, come on.
All I heard was Milwaukee. They didn't need to play hard at all, but they won 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee. San Diego didn't have to play for anything, but they won 2 and 3 over Arizona. So it still means something.
You're right, but that is different. And I felt that way going in. Oh, no, Milwaukee's not going to play for anything. Oh, no, bull crap. Anything could happen. This is a little different in that the team that wins game one needs to set themselves up for the postseason tomorrow. So it is kind of extreme. Like the Mets, if they win game one, from a Braves perspective, you're not going to see Francisco Lindor. You're not going to see Luis Severino. You know you're not going to see Edwin Diaz, just for starters. And you're probably not even going to see more than that. So there is going to be a significant advantage or disadvantage to the Diamondbacks to try to have a team near sweep today.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Dave is calling from Rockville Center. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, buddy. What's happening?
So I got a question. I got 2 points about the Jets I think you'll like. I assume you guys saw after they missed the field goal, Salah was on the sideline smiling like an 11-year-old. Oh, they missed the kick. Did you see that?
I mean, I
don't get too wrapped up in that, but go ahead.
It goes back to your point. No, Brandon, it goes back to your point from before.
Yeah.
They're not mentally prepared. You know, he had no right to be smiling, even if they won the game.
Yeah.
They have no right to be smiling about anything in that performance. Look, fire the head coach. You got to have a replacement if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, the head coaching job in the NFL, you got the president of the United States, you got CEO jobs, and then you got 32 head coaching jobs. One of the hardest jobs in the U.S. He's not qualified to be there. Who are we going to replace him?
I don't think go that far, David. Thank you for the
oh, my God.
All right, there you have it. We've been doing a lot of Jets so far today. That was earlier in the show. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. You could also download the podcast versions of the show. We have it broken down into segments or hours, whatever it may be. Just watching this Mets game here, you know, the Mets have threatened. Lindor couldn't get the job done with a man on third and two out. Hit one hard down the right field line, but Olsen made the play. He was standing there over the base, PT, so he was out, and the Mets unable to muster a run, as did Tyler McGill stifling the Braves before that. So it's been an interesting back and forth here, heavyweight fight, a little jabbing each other as we're getting a feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're starting to feel things open up a little bit as we go on.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't feel like a heavyweight fight right now. It feels like, you know, a couple of middleweights just dancing around. Nothing's really happening. Yeah. I mean, the Tyrone Taylor base hit, and you know, I hope the Mets don't lament this all offseason, but they had a chance to strike first, and they didn't, and hopefully it doesn't burn them big picture. But you get a man on first base, little swing and bunt.
He stole second.
Stole second right away.
I love Tyrone Taylor. He's a winning player.
Yeah, well, as soon as we saw the lineup, we were both happy that he was in there. We both acknowledged that. We both felt good about that. And then Alvarez hit a soft, like a one or two hopper to short. Read well by Taylor. He advanced to third base. Bader was then up. He hits a real soft one hopper right at Gio, who just looks at the runner, throws to first, two out. And then, obviously, as Sal just detailed, the Lindor hit it pretty well right up the line. Olsen the pick. Step on the bag. Boom. Three out. Zip, zip.
Yeah, and, you know, again, early on, I thought for sure Lindor was going to come through. That's what you want. You want Lindor up in that spot. I don't care how many outs there are with a runner in scoring position. And good at bat. And, again, hit it hard, but did not get the job done. So the guys before him, Harrison Bader, I mean, geez, what is he doing? Can he get a hit? Alvarez also, like you said, had an opportunity, did not get the job done. But Tyrone Taylor is a winning player for me. He'd be the type of guy that when I was younger, I would get a jersey of him.
Okay.
Those are the type, just those winning players. Like, it was never the most popular guy, but a guy that I would appreciate his hustle.
Scrappy.
Yeah, I love that. You. Like, I have a Darryl Hamilton jersey. I remember loving Darryl Hamilton. Different type player. RIP Darryl Hamilton, but different type player than Tyrone Taylor. But Taylor's just a guy who does winning things. But right now, after my initial nerves to start, I feel pretty.
Settling in?
Yeah, I'm settling in a little bit.
Okay.
Like, here we go. Game moving along.
Yeah,
all right.
I think this is an important inning for McGill because he's already up to right around a little bit more than 40 pitches. So if he can get out of this one unscathed, I think it sets up the Mets bullpen to be you know, influential all day.
Well, that is one thing I was going to say. Hoff, maybe you could chime in here and educate us. What are we looking at the next man out? Like, who's the next man out of the pen here? Yeah. I didn't even think about that, who's ready and available for the Mets. But
all right, so here's a here's something that Manaea, not Manaea.
Yeah, well, Manaea, it is his throw day.
Right, and Mendoza kind of didn't say how he was going to play it, but that's an option. That really is. Like, get an inning out of him.
Right.
Or two. And the other guy's Jose Buto.
Well, I mean, if you get, Buto. So Buto's going to be the next man out then. You know what I want to see under any circumstance? Reed Garrett. I can't stand him.
Or Ottavino.
I can't. Well, I mean, that's a given. But they use Reed Garrett. They don't use Ottavino in high leverage situations. Reed Garrett, for some reason, they continue to do it.
Yeah.
He's horrible. If I have to see Reed Garrett today, it better be because the Mets had clinched in game one and they just need somebody to get somebody out in game two.
Harris has got a base hit. I thought McGill should have caught that ball. I mean, again, it's easier for me to say that sitting in here. It was not hit particularly hard. It was a 3 or 4 hopper up the middle. Based on McGill's reaction, I thought that he thought that he should have made that play as well. Lindor with a good effort goes to the outfield. So now Harris on first. And like the Mets got somebody on first, they took advantage, tried to steal. I would think that Harris is going to be running pretty soon as well.
And this will be a problem here for the Mets. Now, this is going to be a good test here for McGill because of top of the order for Atlanta.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You don't, you know, lead off guy on, nobody out here in the third. And I really don't think this is a spot where, you know, again, yeah, obviously you want to get up and have the momentum, but I think it's important for the Mets. If the Braves get down early, it doesn't really matter because they're still home and they have confidence that they could beat the Mets, especially in that ballpark. With the Mets, with the way things have gone in this ballpark against the Braves, it just feels very important to be able to get a run on the board early and just, you know, again, even if you blow the lead, whatever, a 1-0 game, you just want to get on the board early and give yourself a little more confidence moving forward.
It's tense. I just took a look at the SNY booth. Even they look tense. It's tense.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big deal.
Tense.
The only thing, as I start to get a little tense myself, the only thing is that, okay, well, even if they lose, there is one more later. But then you talk about tense, and even though the Braves aren't going to be trying all out in that particular case, it still is, you know, a little a tense situation, knowing that if you lose that game, you go home.
I can't believe they're not sending Harris. So the next pitch that McGill throws is going to be number 50. There's a man on first. There's nobody out.
It's a lot of pitches.
A lot
three
of
innings.
Pitches here with nobody out.
Not even. Yeah, right. You know, look, ultimately, the Mets are built to win with their offense. We know the pitching is what's kept them in it as of late, but it's their offense.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to have to be the offense again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same old story. Same old story. The Brave Stars come to play. And the Mets don't. I mean, they don't. So much for getting the lead early. So much for the Mets getting the lead early.
Well, I mean, you know,
Tyler McGill. Yeah, what was I thinking?
Two run home run. We could say it now. So 2-run home run. Braves up. 2-0.
Yeah, good. Good time for us to get out of here. I can't even deal with this. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. Live watch party. I mean, look, Mets need to show some guts and bounce back. McGill leaves a hanger over the plate. It gets smashed by Albies. One of the Braves' top players, he delivers. Will the Mets answer? Hey, put it this way. I don't care what you do. Find a way to win a game. Otherwise, you're getting... You think the Braves are going to bury you today? You'll never, ever, all of them, ever hear the end of it if you don't come away with a win and have a game tomorrow to play. They cannot blow
this. They'll get there. Mets will get you one today. Let's go, Mets. Get one.
All right. Thanks, everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove as well. Thanks to Hoff. Evan and Tiki will take you through the rest of the game. A little live watch party coming up in just a few minutes right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.